The sirens are sounding. Something is coming. Can you feel it? It's like a pulse getting stronger by the day. The competition is about to begin. So fierce, it takes the strength of a rhino or the wrath of a dragon to confront it. This contest will engulf our land like a storm, bringing thunder, lightning, and maverick stars across the court. But beware the wasp sting in the tail as we find out who will bathe in glory. The 2022 Super League season, Sky Sports and Sky Sports YouTube channel.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Be upstanding. Natalie has been speaking to Serena Guthrie.
First of all, congratulations. Huge congratulations. I think the whole of the netball world is just so delighted for you. I think we were all quite shocked as well. It's been like quite a big, it was a big netball news day for everybody yesterday. So first of all, how did you feel when you first found out?
Yeah, well, it was a variety of emotions, I suppose. Excitement, petrified. But mostly it was just super happy with what will be me entering into a whole new kind of phase in my life. I suppose just kind of getting used to the fact I'm going to become a mother. So yeah, there was a lot of emotions. Me and Bob, we're just really happy with what's happened, you know. So
it's just the best news. It's obviously the best news ever. And I've been really loving all of the kind of clips of your highlights and best bits from your illustrious netballing career that's been shared on social media. But I want to ask you, what are your highlights? What are the things you're going to look back on and that'll stick with you forever?
So for me, I think obviously, you know, you've got your kind of key moments around Commonwealth Games and World Cup years and things like that. But I think for me, some of the highlights are the changing room moments, the kind of goofing around with the girls and that kind of those sort of like banter moments, things that we do, kind of playing games and just having fun, which is what makes our Roses team really, really special. So I think for me, just I'll miss those moments terribly, you know, whether it was me retiring now or, you know, after the Commonwealth Games, I was always going to miss those moments because that essentially is what makes the game for me. It's those bits in between that nobody else sees, those relationships, the memories that you create. That level of banter that I had and those relationships that I've had and built with a couple of the girls, all the girls actually. I'll miss that dearly.
I bet. It's such a lifestyle. It's not just you turning up on court for the hour of the game. It's the whole thing. It's been your life for such a long time. I wonder how you'll adjust to this new phase and, you know, the adrenaline that comes with being an elite athlete and playing in those competitions. How are you gonna deal with not having that?
I suppose I have to find somewhere else to expend my energy, but I'm not really expecting to have much energy in the first 6 months of motherhood. So I'll probably just be focusing on that to begin with. But, I think for me, one thing I really am looking forward to is how I can just continue to have an impact off the court. I'm incredibly passionate about netball and the industry as a whole and, you know, the development of netball. And it's been amazing to be kind of in the centre of that as an athlete, as, you know, we've seen our game grow so much since I burst onto the scenes at age 16, fresh-faced, playing for Team Bath. So, you know, I think for me, I'm really looking forward to kind of just finding out what that means. And it's quite hard really to try and predict, and it's not like me to predict too much in terms of putting stakes in the ground and when there's so many unknowns, you know. So for me, very much just trying to focus on what's in front of my face at the moment, and that will definitely come. But for now, I'm just kind of enjoying this ride, enjoying this week, you know, and that level of celebration and celebrating with everybody, the whole netball family, not just the people who I know and players and coaches that have been a part of my journey, but also the people who I've actually never met who have really connected with me as a player. That's also incredibly special.
I can imagine. Well, I can say that I was at training with my club last night and we were all talking about you and how much we're going to miss seeing you play and that kind of athleticism that just inspires all of us at our level. And I know it obviously will be inspiring so many younger players as well. But yeah, so I wonder kind of what your thoughts are for the England team. You know, you've been such a linchpin for them stepping into that leadership role. Without you, are they going to be able to cope? Are they going to be floundering?
No, they'll be absolutely fine. I've got no doubt about that. We're a weird and wacky group. And I think in terms of that leadership piece, the girls will be first to tell you that I was number one delegator. You know, I saw, you know, the way that I viewed leadership in that group, with that group, was about doing it all together. And I think that's something that we've spoken quite strongly about as a group. It's not just about one player. You know, we've got the largest amount of strength and depth that I've, you know, that I've ever been involved with in terms of the whole England team. You know, it's been amazing to kind of be a part of that growth for the Roses. It's something we've been looking to do for a really, really long time. And I think that's, you know, all credit to Jess in terms of, you know, what she's done with that group. And it's been really nice to kind of help lead that as well, as a senior player in the group as well. So they'll be fine. I'm sure they're going to miss my weird and wackiness, but they're a weird and wonderful bunch themselves. So, I've got absolutely no doubts that they'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's reassuring. I think that's reassuring for fans, you know, going into the Commonwealth Games. We're a bit like, oh, gosh, hope everything's going to, you know, stay on course. But that's really good to hear. And I think, you know, in these moments, you kind of look back on your career as a whole and, you know, you think about your legacy in the game. I wonder if you could describe your legacy as you see it. What do you think you've brought to the game and will leave as a mark?
Yeah, so I think as a player, all you're really ever trying to do is to leave the sport in a better place. That's something that we've really spoke at length, especially within the Roses team. And it was the same when I first came into the Team Bath setup. You know, I was in and around a group of women and athletes who were chomping at the bit to kind of burst onto the scenes and show people and the world and change their stereotypes and break those biases around our sport. And, you know, I very much kind of took that on, as I suppose, within, you know, I wanted to take that on as well as an athlete. I wanted to do that for the sport, not just as an individual, but, you know, in any of the teams that I ever was able to represent, you know, whether that was in Sydney, the Sydney Giants, or over in the Mystics or back down in Bath. So, you know, I like to think that I have enabled that and I have left the dress in a better place than when I once found it. In terms of that legacy, I don't think you ever really understand the impact that you maybe have on people until you actually stop playing the game. And that for me yesterday was like overwhelming, really, to read. And I did, and I sat down and I, you know, I'm not usually one to read too much around social media, because I just like to stay focused on, you know, what's in front of me and very much stay in the present moment. But I knew yesterday it was going to be important for me to get across those channels and connect back to the fans and really listen to what people have to say about my impact across the game. And I to be honest with you, I had no idea that how connected other people really felt to me as a person and as an athlete. And as an athlete, you never, like, you mean, you dream of being able to play for your country and do these and take up these amazing opportunities, but to have so many people feel connected to what I was trying to do and leave that legacy and push myself 110% and give my all and I suppose wear my heart on my sleeve and be really honest about that was just amazing. It was amazing to see people recognize that and realize that within me as a person. And, you know, that means more to me really than any medal, to be honest with you, because the shiny stuff's great, but the impact and the imprint means even more, especially for our sport, you know, and female sport and the spaces that we're trying to push ourselves into. So, yeah, I was just still kind of processing, to be honest with you, in terms of that love, that outpour and that love and support that the netball family had. And it wasn't just, you know, the people I play with, it was men, boys, you know, women, girls, husbands. It was just incredible, really, to see that outpouring. And it really actually has been one of the best days of my career, my retirement day, which, I mean, how lucky am I to be able to kind of say that, you know, not everybody is as lucky as me to be able to kind of say that. So, yeah, it was a really special day.
That's amazing. I love that. And just finally then, so obviously entering your new chapter, motherhood, are you going to be getting your kids into sport? Do we have a budding netballer growing at the moment? Is that the plan?
Yeah, we'll have to see. Obviously, we don't know the sex of the baby yet. But hey, if it's a girl or a boy and it wants to get into netball, then I'm all for it. You know, I do have a bit of a romantic dream in watching my little girl kind of run around on a netball court, if that's what she wants to do, of course. But I certainly won't be putting any pressure on that. You know, I think the last thing that she'll be, or he will be needing to hear is that, you know, your daughter or son of the England netball captain and all these types of things. So it'll be about, you know, my child forging their own path, just like I was allowed to do. And hey, if that ends up, you know, being a netball player, I'll be standing in the crowds, probably with a tear in my eye and being very proud of them as well, obviously, because I'll be very emotionally connected to it. But yeah, we'll see.
Amazing. I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today, Serena, and congratulations again from all of us in the netball family.
Thanks, Natalina. Thanks for talking to me. Appreciate it.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, we're always online.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.